The Dominican Republic and Haiti share the Caribbean island of Hispaniola. The DR has about two-thirds of the land and Haiti the rest. Dominicans speak Spanish. Haitians speak the French dialect Creole. And while African-rooted Haitians tend to be very dark-skinned, Dominicans are less so. Though for a century Haitians have migrated across the border to cut sugar cane and do other work in the Dominican Republic, they've always been a conspicuous other, which has led, at the moment, to this.
The deadline for hundreds of thousands of Dominican Haitians to legalize their situation here in the Dominican Republic expired.
The government says the law aims to tackle illegal migration, but human rights groups say it stems from longstanding racism.
The 250,000 who don't have papers, Haitians who will have to go back to their country, even though they've called the Dominican Republic home for years.
A recent constitutional court decision stripped citizenship from the children of undocumented foreigners, meaning mostly Haitian migrants, going back all the way to 1929. This, the latest chapter in a xenophobia that goes back at least eight decades. While the immigrant population integrated well into Dominican society, dictator Rafael Trujillo notoriously tried to whiten that society by every means possible, including massacres of Haitians. That history resounds as the Dominican government is once again in the separation business.
It is clearly an illegal act. It is an immoral act. It is a racist act by the Dominican government. And it's happening because these people are black.
That was Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York City, home to many Dominican immigrants. Pope Francis has expressed concern. Human rights groups have called the policy ethnic cleansing, and some have even compared the prospect of mass deportations to Nazi Germany. Journalist Maria Isabel Soldevila is editor-in-chief at Listen Diario, a leading Dominican newspaper. Despite international censure, she says, the Dominican government is using the high court ruling and other laws to proceed with its registration plans and what deportations may follow for those who can't or won't comply. And the media, including her own news organization, have defaulted to a kind of resentful nationalism.
Most media in the Dominican Republic have taken the defensive side, the sovereignty card. We need to put order in the house. Stay out of our business. And I think a lot of reporting has died in the process. And we've assumed opinions close to the government and the more conservative side of the government instead of just reporting on this problem that was created for thousands of people.
Now, you're a top editor at Listin Diario.
Mm-hmm.
Your title's editor-in-chief, but I guess you're actually more like third in command, right?
Yeah.
How much influence do you have in your own news organization to do the kind of unflinching coverage that you say is so lacking in the Dominican media at large?
I think we're no different from the other newspapers. In general, newspapers have been covering this topic from a very nationalist, conservative perspective. And the most we have been able to do, which is what we should be doing all the time, is send people to the places where things are happening to report as journalists. You have to know that there are no Dominican correspondents in Haiti, and there are no Haitian correspondents in the Dominican Republic. This is something unbelievable. So we're mostly taking reports from agencies, you know, from the AP, from EFE, or we have correspondents on the border. Listin Diario has been covering this issue, but I think there's a lot more opinion coverage than there is news coverage.
Maria, I certainly don't want to be guilty of exaggeration or over-dramatization.
Mm-hmm.
Comparisons have been made by human rights activists to Nazi Germany. Is this hysterical?
Yeah, I think it's too much. People are going back to 1937 and the Trujillo era, but I think too much has happened in the world for this to happen again. I don't think the environment in the Dominican Republic is one for this to happen. There is no asking people to say perejil like in the Trujillo era.
That's the word parsley, and it was used in the same way that the Khmer Rouge looked at people's hands for calluses, and if they didn't have them, they were killed as intellectuals. The pronunciation of the word for parsley depends on being able to roll an R.
Yeah, when you speak French or Creole, you don't roll them the same way. So, this is back from an era where Dominicans shed their blood as well, and we're regarded with disdain, and everybody condemns this issue in the Dominican Republic. We don't have the equivalent of Holocaust denials when it comes to the massacre, the Shameless.
So this is not parsley too?
I think it's very unfair. There are some really tough things happening. It's true that our families that are separated now because their children have papers and they don't have papers, but it has not been reported or documented by anyone that people are being thrown out of here by the police or by the military or by immigration. There will be deportations like there had been in the past in this country and other countries. The only thing I can do here is hope that the government would keep their word and that there would not be mass deportations, because that would be terrible.
Do you think that all of the international attention, especially by the foreign press, has influenced the government into moderating its behavior?
I think some of the coverage has been biased. I've seen reporters try to find the reality they came to look for, and when they don't find it, sort of try to produce it. But overall, it has helped a lot. I think the government is very cautious right now of making a mistake because the eyes of the world are here. I hope this pressure continues so they don't make the mistake, because they're not getting the pressure from the local media.
There have been voices in support of Haitians, and they have paid some consequences. Tell me.
A lot of us have been called traitors. We have been bullied in social media. Earlier this year, journalist Juan Bolivar Diaz and a couple of journalists that were very vocal about the subject received threats on their lives, or they were yelled at on the street, and they put up a traitor's book where a lot of journalists or human rights defenders appeared.
Are you in the traitor's book?
No, I wasn't in the traitor's book, but I was a favorite subject of one radio show. There's a lot of people in the media that are not journalists, that are passing very right-wing agendas, that do not tolerate people thinking differently. So
I would tell you that that's a national shame, but here it's actually a big industry.
Well, maybe we imported it. I don't know.
You've been very candid about your own paper's shortcomings in covering this story.
Yeah, I hope I still have a job after this.
Well, that's my question.
No, I don't think it's a problem.
Will you?
I'm kidding. I've been very vocal about it on our editorial meetings. I've written about it in my own column. And on the TV show that I produce, I have been very open about my opinion. And it usually is different from the editorial opinion of my own paper, which demonstrates their capacity of openness to different views of the subject, even if they don't agree with it, you know. So no, I don't think I'm at risk. We are in a democracy after all.
In many places in the world, Dominicans are immigrants too, not only here in the United States, but also in Puerto Rico and Spain. Has that central fact been part of the debate in the Dominican Republic?
I don't think we've discussed that enough. And I think it's amazing how people can flip sides when it comes to talking about Dominicans abroad and when it comes to Haitians here. I mean, among the top three, you know, columns of our economy, it's tourism, free trade zones, and money transfers. And I think a country that depends so much on immigration, its people should be more aware of what it means to be an immigrant. Dominicans have been polled about whether they want the Haitians to remain here or not. They have said, you know, anyone that was born here should get their papers here. I mean, people are not essentially against it. I think we've been involved in this political debate that was led by the most conservative, most right-wing segments of the political life in the Dominican Republic. And people have started to assume this speech of us and them. I think it's sad that we forget that sometimes them can be us. And that's a terrible thing.
Maria, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Maria Isabel Soldevila is editor at Listin Diario. She's also a Knight Wallace Fellow and hosts a morning TV program in the Dominican Republic. In May, she was one of a dozen Dominican journalists to meet with their Haitian counterparts to discuss cooperation.